California catastrophe.
These fires are just burning faster than firefighters can run.
Cloud darkens over Harvey Weinstein.
I'm not doing okay. I gotta get help.
Make way for girls.
It's amazing to see the Boy Scouts make this change.
Good morning. Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's only getting worse in Northern California as gusty winds and low humidity fuel intense wildfires that have been blamed for at least 23 deaths and the loss of 3,500 homes and businesses. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The battle goes on the ground and from the air. A round-the-clock fight, man versus Mother Nature. Overnight, the winds did increase.
It's very dynamic. These fires are changing by the minute in many areas.
But not as much as initially feared, and they were nothing close to the violent winds that caused most of the damage on Sunday night and Monday morning. As each day goes by, the frustration grows. This man still cannot go back to his home.
This has been going on for 3 days with no resolution. We're just on edge right now. It's awful, absolutely awful.
Richard Signorello owns a winery. Some of it has been damaged. He isn't sure how much.
I know the building's probably gone because I saw the pictures of the flames, but you just don't know. Are the vineyards gone?
Thousands of firefighters continue to battle these fires. So far, they don't have much to show for it. They are hoping that soon changes. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Santa Rosa, California.
The New York Times reports Harvey Weinstein's former company knew about his confidential payouts to women 2 years ago, at least some of them. That's earlier than officials have admitted. And CBS's Jerika Duncan says with more women coming forward to point accusing fingers, the target of all this has spoken publicly.
Harvey Weinstein surfaced in Hollywood.
I gotta get help, guys. You know what? We all make mistakes. Second chance, I hope.
But Weinstein took a defiant tone with a jab at other stars.
And you know what? I've always been loyal to you guys. Not like those treat you like. I've been a good guy.
Weinstein hosted numerous Democratic fundraisers. Hillary Clinton said she'll give any money her campaigns receive directly from Weinstein to charity.
This was a different side of a person who I and many others had known in the past.
The New York City DA, who decided not to prosecute Weinstein earlier, says that decision was not influenced by campaign contributions. Now to Las Vegas, where CBS's Jamie Yukis says more of the sounds are emerging from minutes before the mass shooting that left 58 people dead.
These are some of the first gunshots fired by Stephen Paddock from inside his suite at Mandalay Bay.
Someone's firing a gun up here. Someone's firing a rifle on the 32nd floor down the hallway.
Building engineer Stephen Schuck used his radio to let hotel staff know about the terror unfolding on the 32nd floor.
It's at the end of the hallway.
Security guard Jesus Campos was already shot.
I can't tell you what room. He looked like he fired down the hallway when I got close to the door.
After Schuck's call, it's still unclear when exactly the Mandalay Bay staff called the police.
One person injured in the shooting has now filed a lawsuit against the hotel. Well, President Trump has expanded his attack on news coverage. It began with a broadside yesterday aimed at NBC and ended with a blast at all network news. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president got hot yesterday over a report that he expressed interest in expanding America's nuclear arsenal.
That was just fake news by NBC.
And he said it should be looked into.
It's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write.
Last night he tweeted, "Network news has become so partisan, distorted, and fake that licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked." Networks themselves aren't licensed, but the big ones own stations that are. The suggestion that the FCC should punish broadcasters for their news coverage was reminiscent of how Richard Nixon's allies unsuccessfully targeted the Washington Post and its radio and TV stations through Watergate, and it stunned experts on both sides of the aisle. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse issued a statement asking if Mr. Trump is recanting of his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the First Amendment. Steve?
The U.S.-led coalition in Syria believes liberation of the ISIS capital of Raqqa is just days away. CBS's Vicky Barker has more on an American teenager who got out of that city
You don't expect to hear this outside the falling ISIS stronghold of Raqqa.
I'm from Kansas.
She's 15, abducted by her father 5 years ago.
When it was time to, like, get out of the car and cross the border, he was like, you're going to Syria.
She's 15, and when her father was killed, was treated like a prisoner.
Shut up, sit down.
And has seen things no kid should ever see.
When you walk outside, there's intestines on the street, there's a head, there's a leg.
She's 15, and 6 months pregnant, married off to an ISIS fighter. He's dead too, she says. Her mother may not be in Kansas anymore. She remembers Kansas.
There's a restaurant called the Texas Roadhouse. They have a steak there.
A devout Muslim. She hated ISIS. She wants to go home. But where is that?
From Puerto Rico this morning, CBS's David Begno tells us there's a troubling disconnect as people in far-flung areas await hurricane assistance.
The governor's very concerned that there's something happening somewhere along the chain to where aid is not getting to the people who need it. So he's asked the state authorities to investigate. The man who runs his state police division has been told he needs to investigate. But now the FBI is looking into it as well.
President Trump tweeted this morning, FEMA and other first responders can't stay in Puerto Rico forever. The Boy Scouts of America is expanding its tent. CBS's Jim Axelrod says girls can join starting next year.
Cub Scout dens, the smallest unit, will remain single gender. The larger Cub Scout packs, comprised of several dens, will have the option of remaining all boys or welcoming girls. The program for older girls will start in 2019 and allow them to pursue the coveted rank of Eagle Scout.
It's really amazing.
16-year-old Sydney Ireland, who's been an unofficial member of her brother's troop since she was 4, wanted to become an Eagle Scout.
Not every girl has to want to do the things that the Girl Scouts do. I want to do the things that the Boy Scouts do.
But critics say the move is designed to boost the Boy Scouts' diminishing membership.
When it comes to automotive sunroofs, bigger may not be better. Here's Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Detroit.
It's not the number of shattered sunroofs, more than 800 over two decades, but the fact that the shattering is becoming more common as cars have larger sunroofs. No deaths have occurred, but Jeff Plunges of Consumer Reports says car makers have to strengthen the sunroofs.
Why shouldn't the industry address this now before there are serious injuries or fatalities?
Car makers defend the safety of their sunroofs, but say they are always looking at ways to make their vehicles safer. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A Massachusetts auction house is taking bids on a series of photos snapped by American astronauts. There are 440 of them, including the first image of Earth taken from space by a human shot by John Glenn back in 1962. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.